Language analysts would have a tough time making out anything very comprehensible in the mix of languages spoken in Lebanon. If I asked you what language they speak there, you might say Arabic. You're a third of the way there. Many people, though, in Lebanon are not just bilingual. They are trilingual, fluent in Arabic, French, and English. And it's not uncommon, says reporter Dalia Mortada, to be walking around the markets of Beirut and hear all three in one sentence.
This high-end organic farmers market in downtown Beirut is buzzing with activity. Buyers and sellers speak a mishmash of languages, usually Arabic and English or French. Just trying to pay for juice, I have to switch back and forth from English to Arabic.
It was how much in
32 and 13 75 فبدك مني 43
ايوه
ما معي الوفه اعطيتيني الوفه فقدي بدل 40 بدك تضلك مني ولا اقل.
Even the currency is close to change.
Pia Boukhater is at the market with me. She's a creative writer based in Beirut, and she met with me at the market to talk about living in this mishmash of languages.
So when I'm interacting with people, like buying things, I'm trying to bargain or whatever it is, I think I'm just used to it when I'm here in Lebanon in Arabic. I rarely switch. I do often try and figure out what the green leafy thing in question is. Like, oh, is this the same as that in English? And then the word in French comes up and I'm like, no, I don't know in French. Like, please stop making this difficult.
Multilingualism, the way Pia knows it, is not uncommon in Beirut. Many people hear code switch in varying degrees, says linguist Lubna Dimachki.
Code switching, you know what it means. It's like when you combine two languages in one sentence or in the whole interaction. You can say one sentence and another one. So when people do this, there are... Merci.
Catch that? Merci. Dimachki seamlessly uses the French word to say thanks to our waiter. Dimachki is considered francophone, meaning her dominant second language is French. But that's not the only reason she used the French merci. In Lebanon, hellos, thank yous, and how are yous are often said in French. Arabic is the core language, but kids are taught in English or French at school. French and English language schools have been around since the 1800s, when Catholic and Anglican missionaries arrived in the region. Then, after World War I, Lebanon was ruled by the French until the 1940s. But another linguist, Lina Shouedi, says the regular mixing of the three languages in everyday life actually didn't happen until much later.
My father, who was educated and he went to school and he knew both French and English, absolutely hated the code switching.
Shouedi's dad's generation just communicated in Arabic all the time. Shouedi, who went to school in the 80s, code switched.
My father would say, just when you start your sentence with a language, just stick to it. Don't switch to another language.
Back at the market, Pia agrees with Shouedi's dad. She's not crazy about the idea that people should be expected to know English or French.
What if you don't know the other two extra languages that come in a country? It's in one way or another, it's like linguistic racism.
Arabic is the core language of Lebanon, she explains. English, and even more so French, were imposed through colonialism and occupation, and they're remnants of that complicated history. But linguist Dimachki sees all this code-switching in a different light. The way people code-switch in Beirut is unique. It's not necessarily determined by age or ethnicity, she says. And it's not relegated to home or school or the juice stand at the market. Multilingualism is everywhere. That's what makes Beirut different from cities like Barcelona, Jerusalem, or L.A. Like, a person in L.A. might speak Spanish at home and English at work. But in Beirut?
They are not foreigners. They are all Lebanese talking with Lebanese, so why all this code switching? You'll never see two French speaking to each other in German or in Spanish or in Chinese.
And yet, that's exactly what Beirutis do. Street signs are in Arabic and French. Government websites often include English. Menus in lots of restaurants or cafes are in all three languages, and you'll hear people switching between them. Lebanese joke that this mishmash of languages is the Lebanese mother tongue.
So when you have a Lebanese mother tongue, that means it's part of your identity in a way. Oh, this is what you are claiming to be part of your identity.
There's even a Lebanese mother tongue t-shirt. Hi, kifak, sava, it says. Greetings in English, Arabic, and French. My friend Pia calls it the bastard sentence that sums it all up. For the world, I'm Dalia Mortada in Beirut.